Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we just have a good theme in our heart this morning as we think of our predestination to be holy and blameless in Christ Jesus, in the Father, in the Spirit kingdom. And we thank you, even though we were lost and deceived, caught up in Adam, in the lives of Adam for a time, but thank you, Lord, that you called us out and you dealt with sin and you raised us up and seated us together with you as co-heirs with Christ of God in the kingdom, Lord. And so we just thank you for this wonderful privilege, Father God, that we can be the part of this wonderful family, and not can be, we are a part of this wonderful family, just as the body is a part of the head and the branches are a part of a vine and the bride is a part of the bridegroom. So we are valuable and we are precious in your sight, Lord, to bring about restoration. Thank you for that wonderful understanding that we are your children that has come home, also made to be your sons led by the Spirit, and then also made to be your ambassadors extending your kingdom, bringing restoration in every area, because the kingdoms of this world are the kingdoms of our Lord, and we will rule together with him forever and ever. Thank you, Jesus, for being in the ministry of restoration and bringing this all about as the King of righteousness, ruling in justice so that we can be the lights in the world, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land, Lord. Reconciling all things, Lord, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 2 from verse 7 to 12. Then Herod secretly summoned the spiritual priests from the east to ascertain the exact time the star first appeared, and he told them, "Now go to Bethlehem and carefully look there for the child, and when you found him, report to me, so that I can go and bow down and worship him too." And on their way to Bethlehem, the star they had seen in the east suddenly reappeared. Amazed, they watched as it went ahead of them and stopped directly over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were so ecstatic that they shouted and celebrated with unrestrained joy. When they came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, they fell to the ground at his feet and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasure chests full of gifts and presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Afterwards, they returned to their own country by another route, because God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just see again, you know, the battle of the ages. The devil has been jealous of what God wants to bring about and God's children and God's plan. So here we can see again, you know, that he is working with the kings of this world and with all the false religions, the false priests. And just as it was here and that there, they want to take out God's Son, God's child, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but it was not permitted. Amen. God is watching over his destiny, his purpose, his kingdom, so that his kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven. And we all, as children of God that has been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, are our ambassadors of this eternal kingdom. We've come home to be wise to what is good and babes to what is evil, so that God of peace can crush Satan underneath our feet. So we see this battle go on after Jesus paid the price and made room for us to come and be raised with him. We've come to the heavenly Jerusalem, to innumerable company of angels, to the spirit of just men made perfect, to Jesus, to the God of all. We've come to that. And then we see the kings of this world come against the disciples, the first disciples. That is also, that is a part of the foundation. And we have been in this battle since then. The deception, the world is beautiful. God made it beautiful. But deception has come in. There is corruption in every area. There is corruption, but it's not so bad that it needs to be thrown away. That's why he says we've got a ministry of restoration. Restoration says something can be restored, but something bad needs to be taken out. And this is the position we sit with in this earth today. And this is why, as children of God now, being justified, being made perfect in the spirit, and moving into perfection, soul and body, as we stay in tune with God, into the work and the plan of God, we play a part in this restoration, because the kingdoms of this world, everything on this world belongs to God. But the devil has got his finger in every little area or in parts of this whole earth. And that's what's got to be taken out. And so it's so important for us to just stay in tune, develop on schedule and play our part in the gathering, bringing in the brothers and sisters to wake up to their kingship, to their calling, to their role in the family, to bring about the kingdom. And that's it. The kingdom is here, and the kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. So arise and shine, brothers and sisters, and know that God loves you and he's made all provision. Just like the Israelites of old, when they were taken out of Egypt, as they went and they stayed in tune within the leadings of God, they were provided for, not just with food, with protection, with favor, with everything pertaining to life and godliness. And that's what we have got now. We have got everything pertaining to life and godliness as we just stay in tune, developing on schedule. So be blessed. You know you are blessed, and keep your focus on the Lord and stay with him. Because together with him, the grace of God, the goodness of God, the divine plan of God, the sufficiency of God for each person on this earth and for everything on this earth, it's got purpose, is found in God. And as we stay with him, working together with the Lord, the grace of God is to our gain. It's not in vain. So be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.